We've talked extensively in the past about how people become sports fans and how that often happens at a very young age. And by the very nature of the sports calendar, let's say you start watching sports at 8, 9, 10 years old, you could go your entire life up until this point, and the sports season has never really paused. You've never really had time to reflect on, why am I a sports fan? Why do I choose to fill my hours with these events? Well, now we've had about a year to contemplate that, and we had several months where there were virtually no sports. And one of the repeated phrases I've heard is, I realize sports aren't that important to me. I never realized that I could live my life without having this much involvement in sports as a fan. And when you hear things like this, what does that make you think?
Well, first of all, those statements really scare professional teams and leagues, right? I mean, we all think, well, I could never survive without sports. Well, I mean, of course you could, right? What's the option? It's interesting. When you talk to people about what sport means to them and how they derive meaning from sport and how it's central to their identity to be a fan, they reject it so much. It's one of the singular themes throughout that literature that when you tell people, tell me what being a fan of such and such a team means to you, tell me about its purpose in your life. Like, it's not that big a deal. I'm just a sports fan. It's almost like they want to reject how much it matters. It's almost like they're embarrassed to admit that, they're deriving meaning and purpose in life. And being a sports fan is meeting these basic psychological needs. They just don't want to talk about it that way. And then when you start to, I don't want to say press them, but kind of show them ways that it could, this light bulb goes off. I'm like, oh, yeah, it is a bigger deal than I think. But having said all of that, it still isn't eating and isn't drinking and isn't sleeping. Right? It's one way that individuals can meet these psychological needs. There's others, right? I mean, if you're in Murray, Kentucky, and you're a Racer basketball fan, that helps you meet the need to belong. We've had these discussions before. That doesn't mean it's the only way that you meet the need to belong. There were individuals in this society who met their need to belong through their church. And then for several months, churches weren't having services. That wasn't the only way for them to meet their need to belong. There were other things that people could do. People were getting together with their immediate family and having, meals around the dinner table that they hadn't done for a long time, right? So there's other ways that we meet these needs. And so when individuals say, I wasn't aware that I could get by without sport, that's basically them saying that, I thought it might be a bigger deal than it was. We aren't very good at guessing the power of our emotions in the future. We're actually really good at guessing what the emotion will be. We kind of stink at guessing how powerful it will be. We always overestimate, right? So you talk about a student, and they're like, if I get an A on this test, it's going to be the best thing that ever happened to me. And then they get the A and like, yeah, that was all right. It's not as big as we tend to think it is. Well, so when you have these fans, he's like, can you imagine your life without sport? Oh man, no way. I mean, how would I fill the hours in the day? Well, then they are forced to do that and they realize, oh yeah, well, the option's not very good, right? All I really do have the ability to do is, I got to go find something. Hey, this reading, it's not so bad after all, Wow, HGTV, that's pretty cool. Netflix has an awful lot of things on there to do. But that doesn't mean, and this is what I was telling the individuals that I was working with this summer, that doesn't mean that they're not going to come back, right? To say that, wow, I was able to survive without sport easier than I thought, doesn't mean that you're not going to come back to sport when it's there. And the example that I would give them is when someone's loved one is called away, whether it's in the armed forces or for an extended business trip or whatever, they're like, yeah, okay, there's no way I can live without you for 3 months. well, actually, you're going to have to, because that's, there is no other option. And then they're like, well, you know what? That was not very pleasant, but I was able to actually survive that. But when the person comes back, they're going to stay back together with them, right? It's not like they realize, oh, I guess I didn't need you at all. Sports are the same thing, right? So people are like, well, I survived without sport. But once it comes back, most of them will jump on the bandwagon. Not all of them, right? Some people have probably found a pastime that they now enjoy more, right? Maybe they, gosh, I really do like reading, or I found out that I really do like this genre of movie type or something. And so since there's only X amount of hours in the day you can spend on, you know, pop culture and pastimes, there are some people that probably won't come back as strongly as before. But, you know, if we've got 300 million sports fans in this country, I think the league's going to be okay. If, you know, if 1 or 2 or 3% doesn't come back, there's still plenty of people out there for that. And then one last thing I'll say on that is that all throughout the spring and the summer, the media would contact me and ask me a pretty similar question, which would be, you know, how are sport fans going to respond without sport? We now know, right? But back in March and April, the question to me was, how will the sports fans respond to a pandemic that shuts down sport? And I giggled every time I was asked that question, because my response was always, how do you expect me to know that? Right? I mean, if you want me to base my responses on the literature and the science, well, we don't really know, because this hasn't happened for 100 years. And, you know, back then, no one was actually looking at sports fans. So hindsight allows us to know how fans coped with the loss due to COVID. And it also would suggest that maybe they're not all going to come back, but the vast majority of them will.